Professor Schaub, your lecture was extremely informative and articulate.
Thank you. Do you have any specific questions, Joanna?
Yes. I have a few concerning the chemical it produces, the plant and the economy, and any hazards that the chemical perinthium has.
Well, let's go on a walk. There's a hill right over there, and we could continue our discussion.
Sounds great. Are we almost there yet?
Yes, we are. I brought you up on this hill because this is the location where the perinthium would grow if it was in another country such as Australia or Africa. The perinthium chemical is found in the petals of the flower. To expose the chemical, the plant requires an exposure to a cold period of less than 10 degrees Celsius.
What are the main uses of perinthium?
Well, the main uses of perinthium today is in household formulations to kill houseflies, cockroaches, and mosquitoes. You know, those nasty pests.
Can the chemical do anything unique?
Actually, yes. A unique fact is that the perinthium has the extraordinary effect of preventing a hungry female mosquito from biting when affected with the perinthium.
Why is perinthium a main part of the economy in Kenya?
Well, this is because the flowers are cultivated by small-scale farmers. Between 50,000 and 60,000 people depend on the crop as the main source of the income. It is also a major source of export revenue for the country, as it provides employment to over 3,500 workers.
Why is Kenya so popular with the plant?
Well, the plant grows well in Kenya because it is favored by the cool temperatures.
Since perinthium is a chemical, what hazards does it pose to society?
Perinthium has a really safe record. Perinthium has been used for more than 160 years. It has the longest established safety record of any major pest control. The chemical is non-polluting because it breaks down quickly on exposure to light and air, and is quickly metabolized. Therefore, perinthium is a natural insecticide which does an effective job. It is also rapidly degraded.
Thank you, Professor Shaw, for sharing more information about the plant to me. Is there anything else you would like to tell me? Listen!
What is it, Joanna? Oh, it's just the wind! It is important to protect these plants and keep them from being endangered.
We should try to preserve everything.
Yes, we should, because most arthropod species and their parasites mostly depend on their habitat.
Do you happen to know how many species are green plants?
Well, the estimated amount is about 22%.
That's amazing, and I think people overlook that number. Thank you for your extra information. It was extremely informative.
No problem. I was happy to share. Good luck with your studies. Let's go back down the hill.